It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, busy moms love packaged foods because it makes feeding kids easier, or so they think. But one study reminds us that many of these foods are filled with way too much sugar and salt. Carolina, did this study surprise you? And tell us just a little more about what it revealed.
Yeah, Ellen, this was an interesting study that has been brought to light from the CDC. And, you know, they looked particularly at food, actually over 1,000 different food labels, including dinners, cereal bars, snacks that are targeted for toddlers. So that's 2 to 5 year olds. So we're talking about our young kids, okay? And what they found was a bit alarming for most people. Being a dietitian, I kind of already had seen this. But I think most people were really shocked to hear that 7 out of 10 labels they looked at had too much sugar and too much salt.
So that's scary, right? Yeah, I mean, that's most. That's most everything on the shelf in the store. And we're focusing on toddlers whose little bodies are trying to grow so fast and to be healthy. And what we're feeding them are things that are going to cause health consequences. Why don't you name a few of those?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these health consequences are supposed to be grown-up problems, if I can say that, you know. But we're looking at 1 out of 4 children in the U.S. ages 2 to 5 are now overweight or obese. And when you start being overweight, I know it's scary. And the worst thing, Ellen, is when you start off overweight or obese, there's just such a greater chance that that's going to be a lifelong issue. So you're from the get-go getting a rough start, and reversing that becomes really, really challenging the longer you wait. So, you know, I usually, if I have a child come see me at such young age with issues, I say, okay, we have a year to reverse this. The longer it goes, the harder it will be. But anyways, other issues that we're seeing in very young children is very, very high blood sugar, which is leading to type 2 diabetes. Now, mind you, type 2 diabetes is the type of disease that we used to only talk about when you turn around like 45 to 50 years old, because it's a lifelong detriment that you've done to your pancreas and your insulin levels are fluctuating too much. But now we're looking at type 2 diabetes at younger and younger ages. So those health consequences have to be coming from somewhere. And although they're a combination of different factors, these packaged foods have a finger in it for sure. And so they're part of the issue.
So how do we, when we look at foods for toddlers, what do we look for on the label that will help us understand that this is okay, this is an amount we can live with versus get sick with?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because I also don't want parents to be grow like skeptical and afraid of food all of a sudden, because, you know, and kind of get jaded from this article. And it's also an interesting question, because really there haven't been put in place set numbers for what is too much sugar or salt for a young age. Now, mind you, the American Heart Association recommends that adults should limit their consumption of added sugars to 6 teaspoons a day for women, 9 for men. But children, they don't really have it. But the study that I'm talking about, and what most doctors and nutritionists do, is they suggest that foods that have over 20% of their total calories deriving from sugar are not very good foods. Those are the foods of poor nutritional quality, foods that we should not be giving to our children. And when they use that criteria to look at those 1,000 labels that I talked about, 53% of the products came up on that criteria. So it's pretty
repeat
scary.
Repeat that criteria so people, I'm sorry, Caroline, repeat that criteria so people will take that away today. It's really important to know that.
Absolutely. So that means that more than 20% of the calories in the product derived from sugar. So 2 challenges here, Ellen. Number one, we still don't have added sugar on our label, okay? So it doesn't make it easy for people to know this, all right? So that's challenge number one. Challenge number two is that number is not going to be on the box. You're actually going to have to do some math. So I don't want you doing either of those things. I know. They don't make it easier, do they? So no. That's why parents have been duped into this. And, you know, I want to mention the interesting fact is that these weren't just junk food that they looked at. Because a lot of parents are like, oh, I don't have to worry about it. I don't buy junk food for my toddler anyways. Right. But they aren't. This included even premium organic cookies and organic cereal and better for you, you know, dessert and things like that for toddlers. So these are across the board products. But what we can do right now that those numbers are not on the box is, gosh, let's go back to common sense, okay? First of all, there's no nutritional reason that babies should be completing their meal at the end of, you know, little babies after they have their puree vegetables and puree fruit or whatnot. They don't need to finish their meal with some sort of cream dessert that comes in a jar, all right? That's creating a lifelong habit that's going to be very hard to break. So definitely that's something you don't need to do. Look for the only sugars you should be giving your toddlers are natural sugars. So that's going to be coming from fruit or honey. Okay. You shouldn't be giving your toddler any sort of product that has, sugar added into the recipe. So cakes, cookies, or processed, packaged foods, that kind of thing. It should be kept at a very, very, very minimum, if at all, into the diet. Does that make sense, Ellen?
It makes sense, and I think we can package the category of foods that are packaged to watch out for, and that would be mac and cheese, mini hot dogs, rice cakes, even crackers, dried fruit snacks, and snacks. Those are all dried fruit snacks, and then those cookies and cakes are obvious, but yogurt can also fall into the category. And when you say organic cookies, they use organic sugar. Well, sugar is sugar. It's a better source of sugar, but sugar is sugar and will have that impact on your body. So I want to emphasize, which we do all the time, is fresh food. Package maybe less than 20% of your food that should be served should be packaged. So then at least you've got a heads up on this ratio issue. Because one out of four children are overweight or obese. They're already in trouble. Their heart is already being challenged, and it's working overtime to compensate for the lack of nutrients and those added stimulants that are not helpful to the body, which is trying to grow at the same time. Yeah. Grow and learn. That's my issue with kids, is that you got to feed them so they can not only be healthy, but they can grow and learn at the same time, be productive. So, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a couple more examples. So one thing that I myself have done is sometimes you're on the go and you want to bring some cut up fruit. Now, kids can't eat like a whole apple, for example. You have to cut it up, right? So sometimes it's easier to use those little fruit cups. So that's what you want to do. Use your basic knowledge. The only thing that should be inside those fruit cups is the cut up fruit and maybe 100% juice. So avoid the ones that come packaged in syrup, for example. That's added sugar that you don't need. So there's easily going to be more than 20% of the calories coming from sugar when you're buying something that's been packaged in syrup. So definitely when you're buying those fruit cups, look for the ones that only have the fruit cut up. So those are just a few tips. And I think Ellen and I have made our point across here that we want you to be critical about what you buy. That doesn't mean you can't buy packaged foods. They're very helpful in shortcuts and on-the-go meals for kids. I'm mom of two. I know for sure I need those every once in a while. So a good place to look for products that do pass those standards is our website, kidcritics.org. I'm continuously looking for new products that we can add to our grocery list that fall into those criteria. So make sure you visit, and we're always giving them away. We have a sweepstake every week. So when you're on our website, kidcritics.org, make sure that you look for how you can win them. And if you missed some of our past episodes and would like to listen up, go to our radio page. It's on radiomd.com. They're all there ready for you to listen anytime you'd like. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.